Ramble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of You Can't Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hi.
Ariel.
Hello.
Matthew.
Good evening.
And our podcast pixie, Miles.
Ow!
Ow, ow.
You were looking at me when you said Maggie, and I was about to be like, ew.
I was tricking you. I was trying to trick you. Today, for those that are listening and not watching on the YouTube, we are in our jammy jams.
You can sleep with us.
Slumber party.
Slumber party. And you can sleep with us.
You can
slumber
sleep
party.
With us.
Yes, we're having a slumber party. We have our wine. We have our jammeroos.
Okay, I did not realize that we all owned the full set, like the full jammy set. Yeah. Although I did see Maggie this weekend because she did sleep over.
I am coming to you fresh.
I've been wearing these PJs.
So cute.
These are the ones I wore this weekend.
Wow.
They are the real deal.
Do you guys actually wear these to bed?
I wear this one.
You wear that to bed? Yeah. You are so fancy.
Yeah, I have a mixture of
I'm like an oven friend. When I sleep. So I just
Matt's nude.
Almost nude.
I have a mixture of like unmatching and then summer just t-shirt. Mm-hmm. / sets.
Yeah. I usually wear something before I go to bed. You know, you're like winding down.
Yeah.
You don't want your clothes from the day. You want to be comfy.
Yeah. You want to be buck naked on the couch.
Like 2 years ago, there were merch joggers that say Try Guys on the side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite.
Yes.
Those are my favorite comfies. Sweatpants.
Yeah. I have a tie dye, kind of like the ones Matt's are wearing.
I mean, the Try Guys tie. Yeah. I stole these from Eugene.
I love
There's
them
so
for
much
putting
good
try on
merch for sleepwear.
Lotion, because they don't, some of my sweatpants stick to me and the Try Guy ones don't. So a good buy.
That's a good endorsement.
I stole these from Rachel. We were on a baby date with the babies and she was wearing it as a shirt. And I was like, that's cute.
Where's it from?
I want one.
Maybe I'll steal it from both of you.
It's called Cole.
Okay.
I don't know. We have like magic luck. Whenever we talk about it, I was like, Rachel, I love your shirt. Can I want to buy it. And she's like, yeah, but it's on this website. Sometimes they do sales. Literally the next day it was on sale. And
wow.
I was like,
it was fake.
Manifested.
Are you a person who, when you buy something, you say like, hey, look, Keith, I bought this. It was 50% off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm like from the Midwest. I got to tell people about the discount.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why buy full price when you can get a deal? but he was surprised by my jammies. And I have like a Tempur-Pedic pillow. And sometimes I have to sleep with an eye mask. And he said I look like a fancy hotel lady.
Luxurious. Wow.
Does your eye mask match your jammies, though?
No, I got the eye mask first.
Oh
yeah. So it's a pink polka dot eye mask.
Okay. So you need pink polka dot jammies now.
Recommended.
That's what I'm hearing.
By TikTok.
That's recommended by TikTok.
And does
is it the
check
ones with
out?
The speakers in them?
No, it's one that they said that was good because I'm a side sleeper. Mm-hmm. And I also have insomnia. So sometimes I go back to bed at like 5 or 6 in the morning and our bedroom is all windows.
Yes.
We like to wake with the sun. And this is the best one for side sleepers that doesn't come off your face.
Mm. Love
I like the ones that look like bras. So you can open your eyelashes and it doesn't bother your eyeballs.
Oh, whoa. Very interesting.
And you can fit ice packs in there.
I never
if
knew.
If your eyes are ever like,
wow. Do you sleep with an eye mask?
No, I fall asleep so easily.
Me too.
Yeah.
Zonk out.
Yeah. I'm
dead.
Like out.
Sometimes I'll watch MTV.
Sometimes
mid conversation with you, you turn out and you're like,
Matt, asleep. I'm asleep.
He's
dead.
Gone.
Yeah. And I'm like a zombie when I sleep. I just don't move. I'm just like,
you're dead.
This is your back.
Oh, yeah.
That's so like my mask. I don't move.
You do the.
Basically.
Vampire.
Yeah. Coffin pose.
Sleeping on your back is supposed to be really good for your neck. Mm. Sleeping on your side, not so much. Although,
That's why I got the Tempur-Pedic
pillow. I'm very interested.
Yeah, my sister-in-law has, or my brother-in-law's partner has a shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. So she got all of these pillows to try to see which one would like be best for her sleeping. And so I got to try all of her rejects. Nice. And I thought I would hate it because I was like, it's so flat. And then I was...
That's great.
And it helps with like shoulder pain too.
Oh,
instant. Yeah.
But it looks dinky on the bed, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. It was also buy one, get one free. I don't know if they're still doing it, but I got two. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one
love
free.
Love it.
So I got a small and a medium.
That's nice. Okay.
Pretty good.
Whoa.
Okay.
Pretty
good. But I do use good. A sound machine when I sleep.
You do?
I have it on my phone, so wherever I go, I can always. It's like this custom mix that you do in my made.
Custom mix.
It has like some
like a babbling
wind sounds. Yeah. It has some like water dripping sounds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Some like cricket sounds.
Do you ever think in the middle of the night that there's like a leak?
No, when it's not on is when I notice it. I like if it's too quiet and I like can't hear it, then I'm like, oh, it's wrong.
You're like so Wes funny. With his twinkle, twinkle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. His twinkle, twinkle, little twinkle, star. Twinkle.
He stayed in the bottom room, I see.
Did, oh, my goodness. Wait, you were there for this.
Yes.
Where, so Wes had his first sleepover this weekend. Speaking of sleepovers.
First sleepover.
He had his bestie, George, come and stay. And so they were in the bunk bedroom in Big Bear. Mm-hmm. And so... They were so close to being asleep, you know, like the two of them, it was way past their bedtime and they had been playing. They were pretending to be camping and just being the cutest little boys. And and so like, you know, I probably read them like three books, and then Rosie, Josh's mom, or George's mom was, you know, like telling stories, and we were reading books and we were talking to them. And then Ned like... was going to go in and sort of tell them like a story to sort of put them to sleep in the dark.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, let's turn on our sound machine. And it turns on his twinkly, twinkly music. Because for those of you who don't know, Wes, I don't know how this happened. He used to do white noise, and we would do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star as he was getting ready for bed. Mm-hmm. And then one night we forgot to turn it off. Mm. And from then on, he asks to sleep to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And it is the bane of my existence.
I'll also say, in the kindest way possible, it is the scariest version of Twinkle, 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 Little Star.
It has that like tinny sound.
It's like a music box.
It's like a little slow. Yes. And it's always in the background.
Yes. And it's creepy. And so George, so I turned it on. And, you know, George goes like, oh, no, not the creepy music. And Wes was so sweet. He goes, but George, I need it to sleep.
Aww.
And George goes, well, I need it to not sleep. And so poor thing, like. I think that, so like we compromised and I turned it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But then George in the middle of the night went up to his parents' bedroom and was like, I can't take the creepy music. He's
that
four.
Is so
I
cute.
Can't even handle it. That's He's so like, funny. It is so creepy though.
Yeah. I feel like I can't even remember.
It is very creepy. Like, Miles, I wish you could hear it. And it's like, also creepy because it's like behind the door. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll be watching like TV or something and you're just here.
There's the tenor notes that are the, you know, twinkle, twinkle. But there's also the bass notes that play too, where it goes like bing, bing, bing.
She's got to memorize. It's Errol's favorite song.
Well, you guys, I listen to it every single night because we have a monitor in his room.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
so really all hear I hear as I'm falling asleep is ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding.
So your sound machine are the bass notes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what lulls
her. And yes, it is truly Ned and I joke that he's going to be in college and he's going to be like, yo, guys,
I need
can
my
I get my twinkle,
music.
Twinkle? Like, you ready for twinkle, twinkle?
Let's get lit.
I know. All right. So sleepovers.
Yes. Sleepovers.
Yes.
How funny that, we had like, I had the first sleepover of my grown adult life with my kid this last weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. What were sleepovers so like cute. For you guys? When was the last time you had a sleepover that wasn't a sexy sleepover?
Sexy sleepover.
Becky's face just stares.
Well, I was like, I guess I had a sleepover with Matt, but we don't sleep in the same room.
Sexy.
Yeah.
And we don't have sex. He said no.
Not allowed.
It's not allowed. Rule number one, sleepovers. Don't have sex with Matt. Annoying. But yeah, I would say that's it for me.
I think the last time though, okay, this actually happened pretty recently. In October, we went to San Francisco and we stayed with a group of people for Outside Land. Keith was there, but there was separate rooms and it was Zach's sister staying with us. Keith was there. Keith's brother was there. Zach and I, two of my best friends from high school. So there was one room with a bunk bed and Zach and I had the most, like, were closest with my two high school friends. So we slept in a room with a bunk bed with my two girlfriends. Mm-hmm. It was actually a blast. Mm-hmm. It was nice to, like, Zach and I in one bed, them in the other bed. We were talking all night. It was really fun. But since then, I haven't had like a sleepover in a while. I feel like when you like have your own like bed and stuff like that, you're not like willing to just sleep on someone's couch if you have the option for a comfier. I'd rather just stay late somewhere and just, I don't know.
Actually, I recently had a sleepover. I took my sister to my sister and her best friend to a resort for her birthday.
Ooh.
And we all slept in the same bed.
Cute.
We all just climbed into bed together. Deep, deep, deep. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I actually really like sleeping in the same bed as like other women.
Yeah.
It's just cozy, you know?
Cozy.
Women are cozy.
Cozy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's, you know, the most convenient option to
I feel like more so traveling than doing it like midweek. Hey, you want to come over for a sleepover?
You want to sleep over?
Yeah. I used to do that with my girlfriends when the boys were on tour.
I was just thinking that. I was like, wait, Becky, didn't you used to have your friends come over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, Hannah, she would come and stay over. And I mean, we've been friends since college, so we've slept in many a bed together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, my girlfriend, Tia, would come over too and stay with me and hang out for like a night.
David Dang regularly comes and stays at our house.
Yeah, we're with David Dang like every day.
But he's usually in his, you know, in the guest room.
Yeah.
But in it's Greece, still the same sleepover experience, you know? You're like staying up late, you're like watching movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hanging out.
Eating popcorn. Playing games. Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare.
Everybody, I downloaded an app on my phone. Mm-hmm. Refill your wines because we are playing Truth or Dare.
Wow.
All right. We're going to start with Becky.
Okay.
Becky, Truth or Dare?
Are you getting anxiety about this?
No, because I took my drugs right before I came.
She knows.
So I'm chill as hell.
I pick, let's fucking do it. Dare, baby.
Oh,
dare.
Yeah. Okay. I've never used this app before. Oh, so boy. I don't know what these, I don't know if it's going to be like a lick the toilet seat or a run around naked type of thing.
It's going to be dare, COVID pending.
Let's see.
Nudity canceled.
This actually is a really good one. Put an ice cube down your pants until it melts. You have to do it. It was a dare. This is actually a really good one.
This is a very easy one for you to do. Ready to go.
You're wearing shorts. It'll get out.
You have an ice cube right there.
Like a communal couch. And my shorts are like loose.
Okay, put it in your... Okay, we'll change it. Put it in your bra. Until it melts.
Well, I'm wearing a bra t-shirt.
Tiny little ice cube.
Put it in your pocket.
Ooh.
Put it in my pocket.
Put it in your pocket.
Soggy booby.
Okay.
You're trying to see my
ice cube in her pocket.
Errol's trying to get me nips out. She's trying to get that cold weather in here.
I did say I like sleeping with other women.
I was going to say.
All right.
Errol. Wow.
It's actually kind of refreshing. Blah-de-da.
Wake you up.
Blah-de-da.
All right. Completed.
Complete.
Next turn. Dare.
Well, I feel like now I need to do truth because she's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many boyfriends or girlfriends have you had? How many boyfriends or girlfriends?
Oh my gosh. Lost count. Just so many. It's just so popular.
So start at the beginning.
Have you seen the Tinder swindler?
That I think was there were like seven. Seven boyfriends seven? Total.
When did it start?
College.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was.
When did you come out?
College.
Okay. Go on.
It was, oh my God, what year was that?
1991.
Right?
1880. Like 2008.
2000. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was like 2009.
There was electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, we had electricity, running water.
Yeah,
so mean. You know?
The internet.
Oh,
yeah.
Dial-up.
Even had
though,
our
right?
own phones. Yeah, dial-up. Thanks, Becky. Thanks. Yeah, you know, I'm just so popular.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what happens. Beautiful. Thanks.
You're the beautiful Matt.
Thanks. Yeah. The beautiful Matt. Yeah. So I think 7.
Okay.
Lucky numbers.
I think 7.
That was my lucky number. Oh my gosh.
Did you have to go back and count? Were you like, okay, well, there was that one in college. There was that one also in college. Yeah. Then there were the 5 guys in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like
I
have,
need details.
I don't have like.
What are their names, down. Addresses, names. The credit scores?
name and addresses. No, my first boyfriend's name was John, actually.
Oh, yeah, John. J-O-N or mm-hmm. J-O-H-N?
J-O-N. Okay. Yeah.
A Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, he was kind of the only boyfriend I had in college. And then, I went to grad school right away, you know, so then just always in school.
You're a forever learner.
And then studying abroad, you know, forever a learner. Learning life.
Right? I feel like that's something your mom would say. You're probably.
It does sound like a teacher thing. Yeah. Right?
All right. I'll take that. Maggie's turn.
Hot seat. True for dare. True for dare.
Oh, I guess I'll join you, Bex.
You're going to do a dare?
Wet
nipple over here.
No ice.
All right, dare.
Shot of tequila.
You have to wear your underwear on the outside of your clothing.
No, you got to do another one. Forfeit. Nobody wants that.
All right, well, that was. It doesn't give another one. That was just a forfeit.
minus okay, one. Yeah.
What okay. are we going to if we win?
it does do a it does give us like a thing at the end. A
scoreboard.
Okay. Wow. Now it's my scoreboard. Turn. Truth okay. or dare.
Truth or dare, Ariel.
I'll do truth.
Truth it up.
Yeah.
Tell us the truth. Only the truth.
Okay.
Who do you think is the most attractive person on Earth?
On Earth. Okay.
On Earth.
On Earth. Yeah.
That's so hard.
There are a lot of people
on Earth.
So
hard. I mean,
we haven't seen everyone.
We already deleted all the other planets, you know, so you only have to think about Earth.
Okay. Yeah.
God.
That's
Mars has some
so parties. Hard because it really depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say Matt.
Wow.
Wow. It's your jaw. Oh, this jaw.
Yeah.
This jaw.
Yeah. Oh, this whole thing.
This jaw. Or this jaw.
I
wow,
mean,
wow, it's so flattering.
Yeah,
she just wants double points because I'm holding the phone.
10 points to Gryffindor.
No,
then
I used to
who
have
would
a...
be the second most attractive person?
Okay,
on Earth?
I've been really into Chris Hemsworth recently.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah,
I knew it. It was in my head. She loves,
but you know, before that, when I was like a teenager, I really liked Elijah Wood before I realized how short he was. I mean,
short king.
I just thought his eyes were really beautiful, like piercing.
Yeah.
Something about that. I don't know. He had this rugged thing going as like a, you know, a hobbit.
A hobbit. A hobbit's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You love those big, dirty feet.
Very dirty.
Dirty,
hairy
feet.
Yeah, exactly. Hot.
Was he your first crush?
I feel like I had a crush on a, you know, somebody who like an artist at some point, not like a fine artist,
a musician.
No, musician.
Okay, I was like, oh,
it would have been like the Joe Jonas of our my generation,
of your generation.
Oh. Hanson.
Well,
one of the Hanson boys.
Oh my gosh.
It's probably one
Justin
of the
Timberlake
boys.
Oh, that's not
really not really Justin Timberlake.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky.
I mean, I'm not going to say I wasn't into Ricky Martin. I can't. Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a big one.
JTT. Oh,
JTT. Definitely a sexual awakening for a lot of people.
Yeah. Where did he go? Like, where is his house in the hills with six children? Like, why haven't I found him on Instagram?
I don't know. He is short, though. You know,
is he?
Yeah.
Still?
Maybe he just says because
he was a child when we last saw him.
He was on Veronica. He was on an episode of Veronica Mars, a titular episode of Veronica Mars.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's the inside of my, you know, the workings of my mind when it comes to attractive men. Obviously, I'm attracted to my husband. I'm just thinking of all the people who like look vaguely like Ned.
Mm. Huh. Oh, I look
vaguely. Yeah, I'm like trying to
a new one.
Yeah, you've never reminded me more of Ned than in this moment.
A new one that I've been really into. Actually, this is very topical. Is Cooper Kupp? Mm. He is the quarterback on. Don't tell Ned.
I was like, is that a children's toy?
No,
Cooper Kupp.
No, Cooper Kupp.
Oh, is he Coop?
Coop. Yeah,
AKA
exactly.
Poop.
AKA Poop.
Yeah, got it.
Nice. Yes, exactly. Nice.
Completed.
Woohoo!
Becky, it's your turn.
Okay,
you ask these questions.
I don't your boob want any more water in my titty. It looks like I'm lactating from the wrong spot. I'm going to go truth because I don't want to put any more ice in my coochie or my tatties. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a crush on any of your friends, boyfriends, or girlfriends?
Oh, or husbands or wives.
Or do have to have the, you know, the no sex with Matt rule. Do I have a crush on any of my friends, spouses? No. I'm sorry.
Who do
I like my boys big and tall.
Who do you have a crush on?
Jonathan. Always Jonathan.
From The Office?
Yeah.
Wait, how have we never talked about
this? He's an angel.
Because me too, Becky.
I think everyone has a crush on Jonathan.
I feel like everyone loves Jonathan. He's got great hair.
I love Jonathan.
He's just such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a little angel.
He's a little angel. He's so nice.
And he's so sweet.
Very attractive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The internet loves him. So I agree with
the internet. You have that in common with Eugene's mom.
Great.
Yeah.
Even Minnie.
And everybody
he's
else's
cute.
Mom.
Yeah. See? Jonathan is my friend crush.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't
tell him.
Completed.
No, no.
It's my turn.
Jonathan, don't
Should we pass? So
pass.
That different people
that would make it awkward.
Row it. I think Jonathan is Jonathan's crush, too.
He knows.
He knows. Do you want truth?
I feel like I have to try dare this time, you know?
Oh, boy.
What's Take a shot of ketchup.
Ugh.
Okay. I love ketchup.
Oh, do
I
you?
I think there's some in the fridge.
Yeah,
go, Miles, go.
Go, Miles, go.
I mean,
I want you to squirt it in your mouth.
I think ketchup is, I mean, I feel like growing up, like in the 90s, like everyone just had so much ketchup, you know, just like all the corn syrup. But that is still my favorite, like, condiment on things.
Does it?
Really?
Ketchup. Oh, mine's mustard.
I'm mustard. For sure.
Or ranch.
I mean, mustard
I'm
is much healthier for you.
Girl! Yeah.
Well, that's actually close to ketchup.
I dip my french fries in barbecue or honey.
No, ketchup.
Not ketchup. Weird. Not weird at all.
Ketchup or mayonnaise.
Ranch.
Delish.
Ranch.
Ketchup or mayonnaise.
To dip your fries. Oh. Mayonnaise is so good.
Ooh, aiolis.
Aioli, yeah.
Not healthy. No. All the unhealthy things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything fried, put in ketchup.
I could put ranch on
anything. We're out of ketchup, too.
Whoa! The healthier option we were just talking about.
He was just talking about how much he loves ketchup.
Mustard.
This is my least favorite mustard.
You know what? I'll do it. No. I'll do it for you because I love mustard.
Yeah, you gotta squeeze it into his mouth.
If you'll like do one of my dares, I'll do this dare for you.
No, I don't know what your dare is.
I know. That's the whole thing.
What if I just like? Oh, but this is the worst mustard too.
That's okay, go for it.
Did you get mostly mustard, or was it the watery beginning?
Did you shake?
Swallow, I don't know. Literally, that's all I can taste is turmeric.
Chase.
What a good dare.
All right, complete it.
I wish it was ketchup.
Ooh.
That was worse. That was the worst dare for me.
That was way worse.
Ooh. Truth or dare, Margaret?
Okay, I feel like I have to do dare again because I flat out.
You forfeited.
Because you forfeited.
No nudity.
Okay.
No nudity. Okay, go ahead.
Dare.
Okay.
Okay, Miles, are you ready to run to the fridge again? I'm going to need one more sauce.
Oh.
Or multiple sauces. You just need to mix different types of sauces together and eat the result. Mm-hmm. So any sauce you can find.
Dairy-free. Dairy-free.
Dairy most sauces.
Is yogurt a sauce?
It's ranch a sauce?
You know, I did notice there's a lot of ice cream in the fridge right now.
Oh, yeah. That's there is dairy-free ice cream in there, I think.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is that a sauce?
It's not a sauce.
It would be a sauce. I think it would be like chocolate sauce. It's technically not dairy free unless it's dark chocolate. Because remember, milk chocolate has, we decided on this podcast,
it has milk.
It has milk.
It does.
Its name is milk. Yeah.
Milk powder.
That's funny.
Milk chocolate.
As long as it's not, she's like,
I'm
so, fuck
me. I'm like, please don't bring ranch in here.
No. Ranch has dairy for sure.
Yeah. Are you sure?
For sure.
Are you sure?
I wonder if Miles is going to mix it over there and just hand it to you, or if he's going to mix it in here.
Most condiments are like very salty. You know, they have a lot of salt in them. So like mixing multiple of them together sometimes is like too much salt.
It might just taste like eating like a burger.
I wish I had something to dip. Eating just sauce is just so a different experience of having it cut with delicious potatoes.
Here, you want some? Just...
I told you he was just gonna bring it.
I see like some soy sauce, maybe.
I really wish it was like red chili flakes.
Okay, at least it's not super thick. So thank you.
Yeah.
Do you want to add some mustard though?
No.
You love mustard. You said it was your favorite.
You love
Three,
mustard.
Two, sauce. One,
down the hatch.
Go.
I hope it's hot sauce, and then she dies.
What was it?
What's it taste like?
It's spicy. I got a little kick. What was it, Miles? Ponzu?
It was soy sauce and hots and tapatio.
Whoa. It was actually kind of nice. Kind of woke me up.
Rumble, rumble. Completed.
Kind of reminded me of michelada.
Ooh, I love a good michelada.
All right, Ariel, truth or dare?
I'll do a dare this time.
Dare. Do a handstand for 3 seconds. Oops.
Okay.
I think that's your wall.
I was like, where can she go for this?
Should someone like, spot
carpet
her?
Over here. How can't do without a carpet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That could be on
pillow.
Yeah.
All right. For those listening, Ariel is going into the corner. I mean, kind of where
Ariel
is
a CrossFit girl. You know, she can do this.
She's strong. All right. She's twisting her hair back. She's putting her head on the pillow.
Ooh.
Her feet are going up.
Oh.
1 foot on the wall. Two foot on the wall.
That's good.
One.
Round of applause.
Two. Three. Yay! She did it.
Amazing.
She's coming back down, dismounts, and she's back.
Ariel, that was great.
Gold medal.
That was amazing.
Gold medal.
Completed.
You were very efficient, too. You didn't like hesitate at all.
No. Yeah, you were fast.
Bex's turn. All right, Bex. Truth or dare?
I don't want another ice cube. Already confessed my friendship love for Jonathan. What else could there be? I think I have to do a dare.
Alrighty. You have won. Smell someone's feet for 10 seconds.
Wow, who are you going to choose?
Who are you
going to
choose? Who are you going to choose?
Her face. She's like, ew.
I feel like these two are wearing socks. I am not.
I was about to say, I feel like I would...
Go over there.
I don't know, but they're all kept inside.
That's true.
Yours haven't been kept inside. She's been working all day.
I know she's been standing.
Yeah.
I don't know what this bum's been up to.
What did you? You went to lunch today?
Yeah.
You went to lunch. You said inside or outside?
Outside, walking around.
Making it extra.
In what kind of shoes? Tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes, yeah.
That you work out in?
No.
Mm-mm. These are walking. These look pretty clean.
What do you have? Walking.
Go with Matt.
I've been in walking in a sandal, Bex. I just moisturized. You saw how ashy my feet
You put moisturizer on it?
Not on the bottom.
So it's going to smell like moisturizer.
Becky, don't.
I pick Maggie.
Becky, no.
I pick Maggie.
You've been chosen as tribute,
You've
Maggie.
You've been chosen. Maggie's been chosen.
Maggie doesn't want her feet to be fetishized. That's why she doesn't want to be.
Miles, you have to blur Maggie's feet.
Blur the feet.
I don't want anyone to see my foot, so I pulled my pants over.
They're blurred. Okay. They'll never see it. Ready?
One. Two.
10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 1 1000 2 1000 6 5 4 3 2 1
Very grassy.
And now describe.
Grassy.
Yes, describe.
Grassy, not, you know.
I'm so embarrassed.
Well, you know, it probably smells how my feet smell, you know.
I'm so sorry.
You know?
I'm so sorry.
They were feet. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
But.
Unless you were dared to.
Unless I was dared to.
Yeah.
Complete that dare.
Completed. Matt's turn.
All right. I feel like it's just my turn.
Again.
I was just chugging
Back
mustard.
Chug some more. Probably should taste like mustard, right?
Or dare.
I'll do another dare. Maybe it'll be more ketchup.
Bad boy.
YOLO.
Yeah, lift up the smallest person in the room. Rebecca Habersberger.
It's Becky.
The smallest?
Yes, you are
the smallest.
Maggie's like
I'm not. What's your definition of small?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going weight.
Is it weight?
Or? I was going weight.
Right. It's definitely not me.
It's not me.
Lift them up how? Becky's like, no, don't do it.
It is Becky. I think on both counts. It's you.
It's you.
No.
Becky, I have to lift you up, ready?
In what way?
Don't show my butt. My pants are like baggy.
Don't show my butt.
Yes. Yay. Carry on.
Don't show my butt.
I think that would have been pretty funny if it was like Maggie who had to do it.
Yeah, it's gotta be good.
I would have, yeah.
Matt, you're so strong.
Just yank her
wow,
up.
Wow, you know? That's so strong. Whoa. That's it. He was like,
surprise.
I wonder where my next dare will be.
Completed.
My turn.
Your turn.
All right, Maggie, truth or dare?
Let's do a truth. We've done a couple dares.
Okay.
Break it up.
What is the last lie you told?
The last lie.
Liar.
Liar.
Oh.
It's so wet.
Oh, what was it?
It's so wet.
So over the weekend, my younger sister came over to watch Bowie
while we were
out of town. And I feel like I shouldn't really share this because it's like a security issue. But she made me promise that I wouldn't keep a lockbox outside of our house because she thinks it's very dangerous. And I was like, don't worry, I won't put the lockbox outside. And I don't like the idea of her being the only person in LA having a key to our house. I was like nervous that she was going to lock herself out. And so I kept the lockbox outside and she like called me screaming. She's like, I told you, I can't believe you lied to me. And I was like, I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry. So I just need to,
you need a digital key.
I do. Yeah.
You need a digital key or you need some Horcruxes.
I also have a security camera outside of like where the lockbox stands. So if someone was going to try and like remove the lockbox from its location, I would have them on camera and I would know to like change our locks.
Right.
But also, she is like super paranoid. That's so she's
hard
like,
to get in the lockbox.
Yeah, they're hard to get open.
Yeah, that's what I say. But she is like super... super just
isn't
like
she a lawyer? Doesn't she know?
She's a lawyer, so she's like safe.
She knows things.
Did you hide the lockbox? Or was it in plain sight?
She actually labeled it.
Lockbox.
Nobody,
not tell Ivana.
Nobody knows the lockbox code. We always change it because sometimes we get
one,
out
two,
the code.
1, 2, 3, 4. No.
Usually it's 1, 2, 3, 4, but today it's 2, 2, 3, 4. Completed, exactly. You little liar. Whoops. Area.
Yes.
Truth. Or Dare?
I'll do another truth.
Another truth. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done?
The
stupidest thing you've ever done, Ariel?
That's so hard. I keep getting these ones that are like, ever. Like if you ask me what's the stupidest thing you did
like
in
today,
the last
I'm
week,
like, sure, I can tell you.
Let's go to yesterday. What's the stupidest thing you did yesterday?
The stupidest thing I did yesterday. Yeah. It depends on like your definition of stupid.
I'll say your personal definition of stupid because none of us are going to call you stupid.
No.
Because we think you're smart.
Probably driving in the
Ariel,
oh,
you're a victim.
Yeah,
Ariel, again.
Yeah, I drove in the...
A victimless crime.
Traffic control class.
The carpool lane. After you guys... And I thought of you the whole time.
Does that make it any better?
That makes it worse.
I was like, I shouldn't be doing this. Because I thought everybody did it. Really, I did. I thought everybody drove in the carpool lane. Like,
if everyone drove the carpool lane would be full.
It wouldn't be the carpool lane anymore.
It is always full in rush hour.
All right, completed, Ariel. You big dum-dum. Just kidding. You're so cute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with truth because I don't want to sniff any toes.
So truthful.
Ready?
Sniff any toes.
Truth.
Okay.
If you weren't here, what would you be doing?
I'd be dead.
If I wasn't here,
I'd be dead.
No. Right? You wouldn't move. I wouldn't miss the podcast for
if you were not
nothing.
Recording in this
if
hour.
If we weren't recording the podcast,
yes, what would you be doing this evening? Doing? Yeah, instead of this summer
I love
party.
How committed you are.
I was like, if I didn't exist, I'd be dead.
Well,
yeah.
She did not miss a beat.
I did not exist.
If I wasn't here right now, I would probably be organizing our closet.
Mm. Ooh.
So that's what I have to do when I get home. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a tornado when we have things to go do. I like to try everything on.
Yeah.
And then lay it down blissfully on the ground.
Blissfully.
Alfred makes a little nest.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Completely. That's where I'd be. I'd be cleaning a closet.
You'd be cleaning.
Matt's turn.
I guess I'll do truth.
All I ate so many berries.
Truthy truth.
So dairy.
There's a typo. If you knew the world was about to end, what would you do?
Hide.
What if it was going to end in like 6 months?
I feel like, okay, if it's going to end in 6 months, I mean, how would you know? People would, if you tell people, they're going to think you're crazy. You know what I mean? Sky is falling, the sky is falling, you know?
Chicken Little.
You try to tell people without, like, what proof would you have, right? So what could you do? You can't really do anything if it's ending and nothing's happening. YOLO.
Yep.
Party.
Travel the world.
Go to Tulum.
Is that what you would do? Because that's
probably because like people are gonna believe you.
Yeah,
that's true.
As much as you would try,
I'd just be like, "Fuck COVID."
To be a good Samaritan.
I'm gonna go see all the things that I can see now.
Yeah, exactly. Experience everything before it's nothing.
You wouldn't try to like take down the world before the world took down itself.
No,
you wouldn't become like an anarchist.
I'm not
really surprised.
Yes, every morning and every
evening. Stop working out.
What would you guys eat for dinner and breakfast every day if you knew that you weren't going to live for like more than 6 months?
Frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you would do all the candy. Yeah.
Candy. Oh, my God.
I would do, lots of pasta. If it didn't make me sick. I feel like lots of.
That's what I do.
Carby things. Mm-hmm. Lots of ice cream.
French fries.
French fries
are good. Pizza. I like pizza. Yeah. You know what I had yesterday that I hadn't had in the longest time is Velveeta cheese dip.
What?
So good.
I didn't know they still made that.
Unhealthy for you. So bad for you. Eat it every day before the world dies.
Every food is good for you if you're eating Matthew.
And everything moderate.
Is it called food? I don't know. It's going to be classified
it's called Yellow Dye number 7 and it's delicious.
It is. It was great. Yeah.
I said hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. I can never have enough hot Cheetos. I'll just like black out. Or, what I've been on Cheetos. I really love, the other night I had a craving for, has anyone eaten Gardetto's and those rye chips in them?
Yes.
At CVS you can get like it's special request, garlic rye chips only. Those are like my guilty pleasure. Ooh. I like pulled up to CVS and I was like, Zach's like, why are you at CVS? I was like, I'm getting some rye chips.
Wait,
they're like the perfect rye chip.
Do you have to special request them?
No, that's just the pharmacy? Like the name on the bag. Yeah. It says special request.
Because so many people like just those chips.
That's so funny.
They made the separate bag.
So good.
I had Chex Mix recently.
Yum.
You know, like from a gas station or something. Oh, they were so good.
Delish.
So yummy.
All right. Completed.
Maggie's turn. I guess I should do
dare.
Dare.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, let's do a dare.
You're going to do a dare?
I'm nervous. I hope it's not.
My toes are ready for you.
Okay.
What is it? No way. So good. She's not going to want to do it.
What is it?
Twerk for 1 minute.
Absolutely.
How about this? We'll take the cameras off of you and you can just twerk for us.
We'll blur it.
If you go over here, then you won't be on camera.
Yeah.
So
for 1 minute?
Just twerk not on camera.
1 minute.
It's just like exercising.
Yeah.
Just twerk, not on camera.
Twerk.
And we'll continue to talk, but everybody will know that you're twerking.
I'm going
to
go off camera now.
Go. So for the people that aren't watching us, Maggie is now twerking in the corner.
Throw her those dollar bills.
She's twerking away.
She's going to the mall.
I really thought she was going to go to the mall.
Miles won't look. Miles is looking away.
Don't look, Miles.
In front of, she's doing it right in front of Ronald.
Must be jelly goes jam, don't
she's
shake.
Going
yes. Must be jelly goes jam, don't shake.
She's twerking.
This is so funny. She's like, I'm so naughty.
She's doing kind of like a shame twerk.
She is.
Oh, yeah. twerk.
Could you imagine
look like a dog?
This is my twerk.
Tina. Tina Belcher.
Twerk.
That was probably a minute.
That was like a minute.
Nice. Yay, nice.
Wow.
Completed.
Wow.
All right.
So funny.
I'm hot.
Ariel.
Yes. Dare.
She's hyped.
I wanted the dare.
I want to.
What is it? What is it? Is it awful? Is it?
I don't know. This one's gonna. I don't know if we're gonna be able to do this.
What is it?
Ooh. Remove one item of clothing from another player using only your teeth.
Okay, I got it. I'll do Matt's sock.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like anything else is so big.
Jesus. Is so big. We're yeah, all that's your true. Pajamas.
That's I would true. Do Becky's shorts.
If somebody
because they're the smallest
they're
thing.
The smallest
thing. They're not the smallest thing. I got undies on
you
under this.
You easily just go.
I'm not going to pants me.
It's about what we can show on camera.
You can show that on camera.
You can show my booty on camera. You show your own booty on camera.
She's doing your foot. Give okay, her them toesies. Give her them
right
piggies.
Or left sock?
Okay, you guys call it right or left.
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 Right? Is that the one? No, right. Because it's closer to you.
Matt, lift your foot. Lift your foot up in the air and make her.
For those listening, Matt is on the couch laying down.
Pointed his toe.
Toe is pointed. He's being painted like a French girl. Ariel's going in. Oh, Jesus Christ. She's really suckling it.
Oh, she's my God.
She's got it. It's free. Whee! It's free.
Wow. Perfect
Matt
form.
Is a free elf.
You look just like Kimba.
Perfect form, both of you.
He's always stealing socks.
Does he steal socks Matt. Off your
actually,
feet?
Matt's feet yeah. Don't smell like anything.
All right.
Yeah. He's very
clean.
Very clean.
Beck's turn. Truth.
No.
Who? What clothing would you have taken off, Becky? Whose clothing would you have taken off?
I would have had someone put a mask on.
And taken
you
it off.
Put on clothing that I could take
a
it
mask.
Off.
Yeah.
Mask.
A mask.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good.
I considered a watch.
Yeah, I thought maybe you would go for one of the watches.
We all wear Apple watches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
I guess
how are you guys doing on your activity for the day, by the way?
Don't not ask. Good. Don't
yeah,
ask.
I'm almost done, bitches.
I'm not doing great.
I'll do a dare, I guess.
Y'all.
Can't take it back.
Oh no.
Can't take it back.
Do a shot of alcohol off someone's chest.
Yes! Yes! It has to be Matt.
Matt is not our plaything.
I think you should put a shot glass in between somebody's boobies and then you have
to. We should see what is Keith doing. We should see if he's
he'll come and
oh,
guess
if they're busy. Because yeah. He said he wasn't doing anything during our podcast, but I don't know if it was the first one or the second one.
Well, go peek your head
should
out.
We invite them to our sleepover?
Yeah.
So do you need me to go get you a shot?
Yeah, and, a yeah.
And maybe Keith.
And maybe
yeah.
Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to go off of someone's chest.
Yeah.
You wanted to be off Keith's
but chest. Don't tell Keith what it is.
Yeah. Don't tell him what we're doing.
Just say we need him.
We're going to find Keith, so your person is Ned.
No! Put it back!
Keith, I'm
Ned.
Ned, we're going to...
Oh, here's... No, he's...
Well, there you are.
What's up?
JK, JK.
Keith, we actually... So Keith is here now. Can you close the door, Keith?
Are we live?
We're live.
Will you close the door?
We live?
Yeah.
We're live.
So Keith, we're actually going to need you to lay across the table.
The coffee. And maybe uh-huh. Like
and then you
chest
have to balance
up.
It on your
maybe chest up.
Definitely chest up. So Keith is derobing currently.
Oh yeah, he's form. Tits out.
He is tits out.
Putting yeah, on a right. Show. Ariel and I are eating ice cream.
So Keith, we're playing Truth or Dare okay. In the office. I do have to tell you, I did tell the internet that I have a friend crush on Jonathan because I had to pick someone.
Oh sure.
So he's a sweet angel, isn't he cute?
It's not, like a, it's not like an HR violation.
It's not. No, Ronald's over here. Ronald's over here.
Becky
so Keith, we're gonna need you to lay down.
Maggie's
oh, I also
feet.
Sniffed Maggie's feet, and Matt lifted me into the air. Okay, come here, sweaty boy.
We didn't tell him to do exactly that.
Balance that nice.
I guess so that you can't see it.
All right, Becky is making descent.
We're watching a show.
Making her descent.
Becky. Becky.
She's putting her lips
Becky.
Around the shot glass.
Do we even know what's in the glass? What's in the glass, Mom? What's in the glass? Is it gin, vodka? Like
it's
what's
tequila?
Oh, tequila.
Oh, your favorite.
Yeah. But it's so big.
All right. All right, Becky is putting
oh,
her
God.
Lips around and she did it.
She did it.
She did it.
Now it's a party.
Ooh.
Now you're shaking. It's not good tequila.
No, it didn't go down smooth. Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Keith.
Oh, thank you, Keith. Thank you, honey. Thank you, dear. Keith's just going to stay here the rest of the pod.
Oh,
Bye. Go take your fancy photos for Business Insider.
Thank you for coming
Thanks
over.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. And to everyone on YouTube, I hope you enjoyed my lower back and side of my belly.
Thanks for coming to this week's episode of You Can Sleep With Us.
That's our new title.
That's our new title. Rebrand. It's a rebrand.
It's a rebrand.
Every night.
I'm going to be discussing that when I get home.
It's fine. It's fine. Relax.
We know there are rules.
Oh, can I have the ice?
Ice cream.
You want another? You want another one?
Yeah.
In your boobie?
Ooh. Oh, not good. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I haven't done. I usually, Zach was actually laughing at me this weekend. People are doing shots of soju, and I famously don't do shots.
Soju's not that difficult, though.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Zach asked why I don't do shots, because I do drink pretty much everything else. And I said, you got to, you know thyself. One turns into four. Have you ever done just one shot? No.
So what are you saying, Becky? What's next?
So now I need like four more. Let's get going. Let's get going.
Becky's like, no more closet. No, I'm not reopening the closet anymore. We're going out.
Woo! No, that was probably the first shot I've done since your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because Alexandria was there.
There were shots.
Right, right. Anytime you get Alexandria or YB.
It's shot city.
Famously.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The two of them together. It's a show.
You can't give in to the peer pressure with them.
You can't. You just have to say yes.
You have to say no.
Miles knows. He's like, oh, God.
It's too dangerous. You say yes once. And
YB is so nice about it. She's like, here.
Yeah.
And you like, don't want to say
no. You have to run. You have to run from those food babies.
I can't. No, you can't say no to them.
And Alex will do. I love when Alex goes, one. Just a little one. And she gives you this sad face, like, a half.
And then she'll give you a full.
We'll do a half.
I can't have fun unless you do that. We can't.
She's so cute.
Peer pressure.
An angel.
I think we need more truth from Matt.
Yeah, I guess another truth, because I feel like there's too much direction.
It's too much excitement.
We need to sit in our chairs for a minute.
Yeah, eat our ice cream.
What is the naughtiest thing you have ever done?
Whoa.
The naughtiest.
The naughtiest thing. Like, did you take candy from a child?
Oh.
Okay. Everyone's minds went somewhere else.
I was like, ew.
Well, I mean, you could talk about sex. I'm into, like, that's fine.
I mean, we know you're a virgin, but.
Yeah, it's cool. I am a Virgo, you know? I don't know how to answer this question.
You could pass if you don't want to share your naughty little secrets.
Yeah, secrets are for keeping, you know?
Yeah.
She's like,
Era's like, never heard of it.
She's like, really?
Are there maybe secrets that deserve to be out there?
Let's see. What's a naughty? Have you ever
kissed somebody that you shouldn't have kissed? Or dated somebody that was like an ex of a friend?
That's naughty.
No. You were never a bad boy.
How about BDSM?
No.
She went there.
Just Ariel,
what is the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
This just sounds naughty.
No,
I don't know.
Ask Ariel because then we're going to lose all our sponsors.
I have a good story for one of the stupidest things, though, for your
truth. We'll do that.
I'll adopt your stupid truth naughty. Instead. Okay. Stupid. So I was studying abroad. And it was in this tiny town outside of Venice, Italy. And one time my friends and I decided that we were going to go and just spend the night in Venice. So not getting a hotel, just like stay out the whole night.
Oh my God.
Long.
Party animal.
Party animals. Well, there's not a lot of places that are open all night long.
On the boardwalk?
In Venice. Well, this is, you know, Venice, Italy, there's not really a boardwalk. There's like,
it's all along the canal.
Yeah.
A canal walk.
So it's like 4 a.m. and there's who you think are out in the streets at like 4 a.m.
The people you don't want to hang out with.
The people you probably should not be hanging out with.
Yeah.
Right? The naughty people.
The naughty people.
And one of our friends got too drunk and ran away and we couldn't find him.
Oh. Ran? Like, he's gone. Like you still have not heard from him.
Well, I mean, this was years ago. So we found him. But
last week
he ran away. So we're like freaking out trying to find him. And we had no plans on meeting someplace because we were all just supposed to be out together all night. And the only things that were open were like these little kind of stands along the canal where they had like some drinks, but it was mostly just like newsstand where you get like smokes and stuff. So we're like waiting there for the morning just to see like what could happen, and all these drunk people would come by and like try to heckle us and talk to us because we're like the dumb American people. And then
out at 4 a.m.
we still couldn't find our friend, so we had to call our teacher.
That's pretty naughty.
To come help because we couldn't find him. And I guess she was already on her way to Venice anyway for like a personal thing.
Oh, okay.
And the police actually had called her right before we had called her.
So then we were really missing?
On her naughty list.
So because they found your friend?
Because doing the police bad. Had found our friend passed out on the side of the canal, like almost like in it. Just like,
oh my God.
That's awful.
You were about to have Amanda Knox really situation.
Bad. And she got so mad at us.
Oh my gosh.
And she called us a lot of stupid names. Because
in Italian, I hope.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, naughty and stupid. So I guess I answered both questions.
Naughty, you know, naughty.
That was pretty bad.
You are naughty. Yeah.
That's pretty naughty.
It's a pretty dumb thing to try to go to a city that you don't know and just stay there all night, not knowing what to do, where to go, no research.
Okay.
Completed.
Wow. Completed. Don't you wish Find Friends existed then?
Yes. Oh my gosh, that would be so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd just be like, oh yeah, he's passed out. Near this canal. He's not moving.
Or his phone is at least.
Dangerous.
All right,
Maggie's turn.
Dun, dun, dun.
Truth. Marguerite.
What did I do last?
Twerk.
You twerked.
Okay, so I'll do
twerk.
Twerk. All right. Ooh. Oh, this is deep.
Oh.
You can pass. Do you think your significant other is marriage material?
Of course we are
so engaged.
Because we are about to get married.
Yes.
But are you sure?
But am I sure? Are you sure? I know, we still have time to think about it.
Think about it. You can still say no.
We won't tell him.
We won't tell, we promise.
Well, we kind of already booked a venue and that's kind of expensive. So there's no looking back now.
I feel like the question then is why do you think he's married?
Why?
Yeah, why is he marriage material? Yeah.
Why is he marriage material? Mm-hmm. There's so many reasons.
He's great with kids, you guys.
He's really good with toddlers. He has great imagination. He can entertain a toddler for hours. And not a lot of people can do that. So that's true. He's very caring. Yeah. He's my best friend. We can do pretty much anything together. Mm-hmm. He's very funny. He's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is very mushy.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun reading your vows in front of your friends and family.
I'll have a prompt. Yeah, that we will be reading vows.
I think you should sing them.
I did go to a wedding where the bride did sing to her husband, and it was very cute.
Oh, yeah. Did she cry while she was singing?
No crying.
Oh,
no
wow. Crying. But she must have practiced.
Practice not crying. Singer.
I will not be singing, but we will be doing. I've been to a couple weddings where they just read. I think it's more fun when you get to listen to people
speak from the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And it's your wedding. You get to do what you want.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have good music choices because Zach's a big
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Music guy. So maybe you could get some good music in the background. Bring the vows and stuff. Really set the scene, you know?
You know, in Crazy Rich Asians, when she's getting married and they have that rendition.
The Beatles song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh my God. I heard it came up on my Spotify.
Or no, was it the Elvis song?
It's dun,
dun, that's Elvis, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't
only in love with you.
Yeah.
Ooh. We found a local musician that plays saxophone and trumpet.
Ooh.
And he said that he could improv off of like the DJ, so he could come out and like.
Wait, I went to a wedding that had
that's so cool.
A trumpet player.
Oh my gosh.
Who just like danced among the dancers.
Conga line.
Epic.
It's so fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we're looking into that. We'll see. TBD.
Love.
Love. Completed. I'll do truth.
Yes, again. You have a lot of truth.
And I think we all should answer this question.
Yeah, this is a pretty agnostic one. It's not as deep.
Nice.
When did you start drinking alcohol?
Oh. When I moved to London, I was 15. And
it was legal.
My mom was like, you know, people here drink and I want you to get used to it. But, you know, before you are drinking, you know, with your friends, I want you to drink here with us. And so, you know, we would make
like very light cocktails in the, you know, in the afternoons or like at the time. So we moved to London in the summer and so we didn't have anything to do. We didn't have any friends in London yet. So my mom, my sister and I traveled and we went to Italy and France and, you know, we would just sit around, eat pizza and drink wine.
Learn how to drink.
Yeah.
Learn.
What about you?
Learn how to drink.
What about you, Matthew?
Mine wasn't until college. Like, I didn't drink in high school, like, at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend group just, that wasn't what we did.
Yeah. I think similarly, I was in college, and I think we were, like, doing a Galentine's Day or something. We were, like, 18, 19, and we had, like, Stella Rosa, like, the entryway. Yeah. That tastes like, basically, soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Shirley Temple wine, basically. And that's kind of how it started. Yeah.
Yeah, my first drink was a screwdriver.
A screwdriver.
I cannot drink
it. Orange juice and vodka.
I cannot drink it. I cannot have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are certain ones that I'm like,
Jaeger. Yeah.
Jungle juice for me.
Jungle juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. My first was senior year of high school because all my friends had drank and I hadn't. And they said, if you go to college and you haven't drank before, you're going to die. They basically scared me into it. They were like, you need to know
what it's drink.
Like.
If you don't drink, you'll die.
Yeah. They were like, you need to know what it's like to feel drunk so you can know when you're drunk and need to go home or whatever. And I was like, okay.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Cool. And one of my friends' moms, my parents are listening and they're like,
we knew.
And Kyle Coyne and his mom. His mom did know that we were drinking in the house.
She saved your life.
She was chill. She was chill mom. But she definitely would have called someone if something bad happened. I feel like you always see the documentaries where it's like the parents home letting kids drink and then someone's like asphyxiating in the bathroom. That was not this kind of vibe.
Oh my God, so completed.
Yeah, completed.
You guys, that concludes our truth or dare.
Slumber party.
Sleepover. Slumber party game.
You can sleep with us.
You can sleep with us.
You can sleep with us edition.
Oh, it's so funny.
Comment below what your favorite truth or dare was. Mm. Did you love Maggie twerking?
Mm.
Were you a fan of Matt lifting Becky? Or
Becky smelling my feet?
Did you love all the foot action from Becky and Ariel? Comment below if you think we should start like an OnlyFans or a, should we sell feet pics?
Only feet.
Only feet?
I don't know what that is.
Yes.
OnlyFans?
Well, I know what OnlyFans is. What's Only Feet?
Oh, I just made it up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's a business opportunity.
I thought it was real. Is. That we would like to present to you, Ariel. If you are looking to invest
in our company.
This is like a Shark Tank.
This is Shark Tank.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening to our sleepover episode. Like and comment and subscribe and download wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you guys can sleep with us as long as you wash your hands, wear your mask, get vaccinated, pee after sex, all types of sex, any sex, anything going in an orifice, you should pee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just make sure.
Just make sure. Actually, you should just pee all the time. Peeing is really good for you.
Pee if you have to pee.
It means you're hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Becky's into water sports.
Even when you're busy.